Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Tim Smith, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is In the Garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If any would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 8. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He didn't know what to say because they were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. Here ends the reading. Our scripture today opens with Jesus, Peter, James, and John seemingly out for a hike on a high mountain. You know, the sort of place eager mountaineers might yearn to scale for the vista. But mountains in the Bible are places where God resides and where revelations occur. The disciples have no idea what they're in for. The vision of Jesus' transfiguration removes the veil of Jesus' humanity to disclose definitively his divinity. It is both revealing and confusing, wondrous and frightening. The disciples seek for a way to remain in this place by asking Jesus if they should build shelters there. The transfiguration gives the disciples the experience of witnessing a most amazing and unspeakable vision that draws them to want to stay there and dwell in this place of wonder. But then a cloud appears with the voice of the divine speaking directly to them. "This is my son. Listen to him." The disciples are told then that their job is not to abide in that place of wonder, but to go back down the mountain and to live out the faith that has been encouraged in them this day and to follow the commands of Jesus. The voice in the cloud is directed to the disciples, but it is also directed to the church and to you and me. Listen to him. And that may be the most difficult thing of all, isn't it? With all of the ever-prevalent noise that is a part of our lives, our schedules with no margin built in them, and the dizzying pace of life that only seems to be going faster and faster, the challenge today is to listen for the voice of God and the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Does God still speak today? You bet he does. The real question is whether we are listening. There's a story of Sam who went to a Wednesday night Bible study, and the lesson that night was about listening to God and obeying him. Sam, throughout the entire evening, couldn't help but wonder, does God still speak to people today? After the Bible study, he and some friends went out for some coffee and pie, and they discussed the message. And in the course of the conversation, several shared how God had led them in different ways. It was almost 10 o'clock before Sam got in his car and started driving home. And as he did, he began to pray, "God, if you still speak to people, speak to me. I will listen and do my best to obey." As Sam drove down Main Street, he suddenly had the strangest thought come to his mind to stop and buy a gallon of milk. He didn't need any milk. He shook his head and said out loud, "God, is that you?" But he didn't get a reply, and he just continued to drive on home. But again, the thought came to buy a gallon of milk. His mind went to the story of Samuel and how he didn't recognize the voice of God and how little Samuel ran to Eli. "Okay, God," he said, "in case that's you, I'll buy the milk." It didn't seem like too hard of a test. Besides, he could always use some milk. So he stopped and purchased a gallon and continued to head on home. As he passed 7th Street, he again felt the urge to turn down that street. This is crazy, he thought, and he drove right on through the intersection. Again, he felt that he should turn down 7th Street, and so at the next intersection, he turned around and turned onto 7th. He drove several blocks when suddenly he felt like he should stop, and so he pulled over to the curb, looked around. It was not the best of neighborhoods. In fact, most of the houses were dark, and yet again, he sensed something go and give the milk to the people in the house across the street. Sam looked at the house. It was dark, and it looked like the people had already gone to sleep. He started to open the car door and then sat back in the seat again and said, Lord, this is insane. Those people are asleep, and if I wake them up, they're just going to be mad, and I'll look stupid. Again, he felt like he should go and give the milk. So he opened the car door again and said, okay, God, if this is you, I'll go and give them the milk. If you want me to look like a crazy person, okay, I want to be obedient. But I'm telling you, if they don't answer right away, I'm out of here. He walked across the street and rang the doorbell, and he could hear some noise inside. A man's voice yelled out, who is it? What do you want? And then the door opened, and before Sam could get away, there was a man standing there before him in jeans and a t-shirt, looking like he had just gotten out of bed. And he didn't seem too happy to have a stranger at his doorstep at such a late hour. What is it? He said. Sam just thrust the gallon of milk out in front of him and said, here, I bought this for you. The man took the milk and he rushed down the hallway, speaking loudly in Spanish. And then a woman came running, carrying the milk and into the kitchen. The man was following her, but now he was holding a crying baby. And he, too, had tears streaming down his face as he said, my wife and I were just praying. We had some big bills this month, and we ran out of money. We didn't have any milk for our baby. And we were just praying and asking God to show me how to get some milk. With joy and thanksgiving in her voice, the man's wife yelled out from the kitchen, I asked him to send an angel with some milk. Are you an angel? Sam could do nothing else but reach into his wallet and pull out all the money that he had and put it in the man's hand. He turned and walked toward the car, this time tears streaming down his face. Because he listened and was obedient, a family's prayers were answered, a starving baby was fed, and Sam was blessed beyond measure by serving another in need. He knew his life was forever changed. All because he listened to God and obeyed. Listen to him. Listen to him today and every day. Do what he says and see what God might do through you and in you. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world. Evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.